Chair Harwell?
Present.
Vice Chair Farnsworth?
Present.
Secretary Freeman?
Present.
Commissioner Doors?
Present.
I'll now read the Open Meetings Act announcement. The MNAA Management Committee will be held in accordance with Executive Order Number 16, signed by Governor Bill Lee on March 20th, 2020, as amended by Executive Order Number 34, signed by Governor Bill Lee on May 6, 2020, and as amended by Executive Order Number 51, signed by Governor Bill Lee on June 29th, 2020, allowing a governing body to hold meetings by electronic or other means of communication without a quorum being physically present if the governing body determines that meeting by electronic means is necessary to prevent the spread of COVID-19 or other related epidemics to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the public and members of the governing body. All votes taken during this meeting will be by roll call vote.
President, and I think that the video worked.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Great.
Hey Trey,
you've got
too many devices going on at once. You're echoing like crazy.
You'll have to mute your phone or hang up on your phone.
I'll bring up on the phone. Is that better?
Yeah, there you are.
That's fine. Okay. All right. So with that, now that it's on in living color, do I have a vote in the minutes?
So moved.
Eight.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Better roll, we need a roll call vote.
Chair Harwell?
Approved.
Vice Chair Farnsworth?
Approved.
Secretary Freeman?
Approved.
Commissioner Doors?
Approved.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything, Mr. Chairman, before we continue?
For the chair's report, I don't have a report, and we don't have any items for approval, so let's move to you with our informational items.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Chair Harwell and commissioners. Just a couple of items that we're going to go through. I do also have books for each of you that I can have delivered as you review this material that we're going to discuss over the next couple weeks to complete your evaluation. Before we get into the evaluation side of the house, the board bylaws requires that the board confirm members of the executive team for the airport, and that's all this slide really does show is the board bylaws requirements for that. And then when I go to this next slide, what you're seeing here is an updated letter that I will publish basically today, and we'll carry it to the board for next the board meeting. But what's changed on my last letter is our auditor last month, you changed from DHG to Plant Moran. And since the last letter was approved, Doug Sloan is no longer our general counsel and that position is vacant. And so I annotate that on this document. So per the bylaws, I need you to confirm that it's okay to update the letter that you see before you.
All right, do you have a motion?
No movement, Chair.
All right, second?
Second.
All right, and let's have a roll call vote.
Chair Harwell?
Approved.
Vice Chair Farnsworth?
Approved.
Secretary Freeman?
Approved.
Commissioner Doors?
Approved.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Motion carries. And Doug, I've got a question. You may come to this later, and that is on the general counsel, the vacant position. I believe that will be addressed later in today's meeting.
That's correct.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. very much. All right, next up, can you change the slide over there? Next up on the agenda is to talk about the FY20 evaluation, and then we'll briefly talk about the 21 objectives that go along with the budget that the commissioners have previously approved, and then I have a list of additional topics that we'll go through and discuss as well. Next slide, please. In the book that I'll provide you with, you have this electronically on the slides, and the book you have is in a PDF that I also sent you, but this is the first page of the PDF, and it's basically the key performance parameters. So you may be switching on your computer between the slides that we're sharing and looking at the PDF that we sent you. And I'll be bringing that PDF up. If that's helpful to you, I can just pull that up. Do you have a preference at this time while I'm just giving you an overview?
That's fine.
Okay. All right. So these, early last year, I think after my last evaluation, the commissioners asked, well, we want, instead of just yes or no and all the narrative, we want some key performance indicators, and I provided commissioners with a list of these are the types of key performance indicators that I see other CEOs being evaluated against, and I was comfortable with any of these, and it never was decided one way or the other if you wanted to use these or not use these, but I thought it'd be instructive just to go through how would I have fared on the recommendations that I met to, that I brought forward to the committee for consideration. So on this page, there are 25 key metrics. And if you look over on the right side, I'll go down the right column here. But basically what you'll see is that I would have met 21 of the 25 criteria, and I would not have met 4 of the 25. So if you average that out, it would have been an 84%. And so I'm going to talk about the ones that I did not meet. Obviously, the first one, total passengers, we had forecasted that we were going to get to 18,800,000. And due to the pandemic, we were on track through February, but after that, March, April, May, June, we lost 5 million passengers. So we will probably close out June when we get the final numbers from the airlines and FAA at about 13 million. So I wrote down that I did not meet that objective. The next one was operating revenue. Again, we were 13% above through February, and we were on track to make that 164 million, but then the wheels sort of came off the train or off the track, and we will close out this year somewhere around the 142 million, so did not meet that objective. But if you look at the others as I go down, operating expenses, I cut lots of money to make up for the lost revenue. Our NAE fund was greater than needed to be improving. We started the year with 70 million in the reserve account. We will put in about 28 million this year into the reserves. And then vision budget stayed the same. And you can just flow on down those as you see. And when you get to that one that says cost per employment, the normal cost for an airline is $6.18 based on everything that we had budgeted. That's what the airlines would have paid us. But that number will most likely go up because I'll have to divide my expenses by the new number, 13 million. And so, it might have cost the airlines a little bit more to operate out of Nashville than we would have liked. Because we lost 5 million passengers. So we still have to figure that out as Marge goes through the final year's audit and closes the books. But so I gave myself a TBD, but really I counted it as a do not meet. And then you can see that our debt service coverage that we previously spoke about. If I use that 1.5 and 1.25 that you had, I'm above that at 4.01 and 3.46. And then if you go down, I met most of the others for customer experience and the evaluations we do and the employee evaluations. Did well on the FAA and TSA inspections with no findings. And then right down at the bottom, you see there was one runway incursion. And since those are safety and security type issues, I basically gave myself a target of zero. If my staff gets no write-ups, then that's good. If there's more than zero, then you could theoretically say I didn't meet it. And we had one fuel truck drive in an area of the airport that they weren't authorized to drive in. And so that's the one ground crew, and I would have given myself a do not meet there because we had a safety violation that we had to report back to the FAA. And then down on the bottom, you see an 83%. When we started the year, we had a big handout for commissioners on here's all the objectives for FY20, and it's in the back of the book as one of the attachments that I'll show you on the slides here later. But out of those 52 objectives, I had the executive staff score me on how did I do or how did we do as a whole, and they did a good job of evaluating. I scored it, they scored it, and basically our combined score was that we earned an 83% of most of those objectives were completed. So it's interesting that out of these 25, it averages to 84 and that the score was 83, but they're totally different. But I just share that with you so that you see that we are doing internal evaluations as well as the management committee taking a look at us. So that's just the first sheet, and I just wanted to share that with you. This next slide basically shows that the evaluation, we didn't formally adopt the 25 key performance indicators that you see on the blue part of the slide, but I wanted to give you those as scores just so you can evaluate my overall performance or take a look at, you know, real numbers. And then the existing evaluation had 10 factors that you evaluate beyond, and those go down 1 through 10. And a couple years ago, you decided that 9 and 10 would be for information only, and you didn't have to score those. So that's what's in the book, and that's what's in the PDF that we're gonna go to in just a second. All right, what's the next slide? We're gonna switch over from sharing the slides to you. Now I wanna go to the PDF that we're gonna share to you that we sent to you, but it also corresponds with the book that I'm about to go through. And we will deliver your book to whatever office or home that you would like us to do that with. So the big picture of this today is when I go through these 10 accomplishments, I can just highlight without reading it, I'll highlight what I think is important, but you'll have the book over the next couple weeks to evaluate, and then you'll make written comments and provide those to board counsel, and she collects them and then tallies everybody's together. So I won't read this, but I'll just scroll through the document, and if you would like to talk about any of these, you know, just let me know. The first category is relationship to the board. I think I've improved in that area. Down on the very bottom of this one, the last bullet where it says obtain approval for CEO operational flexibility, I just wanted to say thank you for that, because you gave that to me in March once the pandemic happened, and it's given us a lot of flexibility in how we're addressing our day-to-day performance. And so I tried to highlight other things that I've done as part of my ability to make sure I'm reaching out to commissioners. And so Chair Harwell, do you want me to, do we want to talk about each of these, or I'm just going to give you this information as advisory today and you all can contemplate it later?
I think the time best served would be just to give it to us and then,
okay.
As you suggest, otherwise I think we may be on this, have this meeting for the next couple hours or so.
Sure, okay. I'll do the highlights as we go through. If anybody has a question, just please jump in and stop me and I'll talk to it. If we'll scroll to category two that you'll evaluate me on, it's called strategic planning and goals. If you have a piece of paper right there at the top, it says the FY20 goals that I gave ourselves an 83 on, that's on attachment one. The planning calendar that we're going to operate for this current fiscal year is attachment two. And then the goals for 21 that you'll see that we're going to be working on, those are what you'll evaluate me on for this current, the new year, and that's at attachment three. If you go down to the third major bullet, where it says strategic, no, right up there in the middle, right there, go down, right there. 83% score, that was on the bottom of that metric. See where I'm at, Lisa? Right there, yeah. So Lisa's moving the cursor to the area that I'm talking about, so you can hopefully follow along.
But Chair, can I ask one question?
Yes, sir.
Were you suggesting that he would send this out to all of us and we could quickly review it and get back, or we didn't go through the entire 40 pages of it, or are we going to review that private? However you want to do that, it matters to me.
Bill, you just covered with what I think was the intent was to go through, not go through this page by page, but there were certain highlights Doug wanted to point out today and then send this out to us.
Yeah.
I agree with you otherwise.
Okay.
We're all boarding. I may not have been clear on that, so, and I wasn't, but I apologize.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'm going to walk through just briefly a couple of these pages, and then I will give you these. I will send you a new PDF that highlights the ones that I think are key. In the middle of this page was the B&A vision budget stayed the same, and then we've done a lot of great work down on the bottom of that page on preparing for the unexpected. I think all of the preparation we did with our emergency operations center helped us with our exercises to handle real life emergencies like the tornado and the pandemic. Next one is on leadership. You'll evaluate me on that. I would point out the in addition to running the airport, commissioners have previously wanted me to be more involved in the local community. So the fourth bullet from the bottom highlights that I serve on the Music City Inc. board, the Williamson County board, the Auburn University board, don't hold that against me. And I'm also president of the Tennessee Air Carriers Association, the five commercial airports for the state of Tennessee. Next slide. Our next one is financial management. This one is, covers the details of what we've done for this year. If you see the second bullet where the cash reserves are projected to be at $155 million, that's total cash reserves. On the second sub-bullet where it says NAE cash reserves around $99 million, that was $70 million last year. And the one that I really wanted to highlight, you would have to go back and look at the April board slides. But if we end up at $155 million when we close out the audit in April, when the pandemic first hit us, as we were talking about at the last meeting, that we were planning to have to hit the reserves, and we would have been down to as low as $112 million in reserves, and we're actually going to be at a greater number. So we've done a good job with cutting the budgets and protecting the airport's assets, if you will. Okay, we'll go to the next one. And then, I should be, before we went off of finance, for Commissioner Freeman and Commissioner Farnsworth, I know you all have been big supporters of that, but I did, you, I think I've gotten there on the cash invested is at 99%. So, you know, that's not where we were a few years ago. And so we're pretty proud of that. Next one, business development. You all participated in all of these successes on the business development side, key being that we added Allegiant Airlines and Spirit to our host of airlines. We also hosted the Narita Airport for a visit. So we're making headways. We've opened the new garage. The hotel will come to you later this year for a decision on that. And then down on the very bottom, land development, you'll see this week on Monday, we started finally the Toon Tower. And we have two big leases that have been signed already, Sky Harbor and Atlantic. You approved both of those, but those land developments down below are coming to you this year, which should be a huge growth opportunity for us. Next slide. Community and public image. I'm on a, it seems like a lot of speaking tours, at least twice a month it averages to do that. So I think I'm carrying the message out. If you look to the big grouping in the middle of the document where it says updated disparity study, right below that, exceeded our minority women and business-owned enterprises goal that was set earlier in the year by 82%. So we have done $74 million of work with minority businesses this year, and that's something that all of us could be proud of. And then on the third line from the bottom where it says protect trademarks, we didn't use to own our trademark. We didn't use to protect any of our intellectual and business property. We do now very aggressively, and that continues to be a big success story for us.
Hey, Doug, I've got a quick question. In some of these speaking engagements, and this kind of goes back to the first part of this meeting, what kind of feedback are you getting at these speaking engagements? And with the survey that you discussed earlier, what kind of feedback in general are we getting? With this pandemic, there have been all sorts of issues with other airports, and I've been hearing and reading about differing opinions, but I've heard nothing good, or I've heard all good, nothing bad about our airport. And just take a quick minute to
share
with us what you've been hearing.
I would say there's two general themes in terms of the feedback that I received. One, the board's focus over the last couple years has been in the area of strategic planning and what's the long-term future and what are we building out here and what are we doing for the city of Nashville and Middle Tennessee. I think that comes off in our presentations, and I think they're thankful that we're trying to figure out how to build a new Concourse D and a new Concourse A, and how we're going to extend a runway so we can get to Asia, that we've made provisions for if there ever is a light rail that it could park on the new garage. That comes across as very thoughtful. And so the community really loves what the board and the staff are doing in the area of strategic planning. In the area of dealing with the pandemic, I think that they appreciate that not only do we have a pandemic emergency plan that was already pre-approved by CDC before this actually happened, but that we've published additional cleaning protocols, we've published a back-to-business plan, and that we're continuing to support the local community's messages of practice good hygiene, stay home if you're sick, practice good social distancing, wear a mask if you're unable to do that. And then I've been on three presentations recently with the Department of Radiology at Vanderbilt, leadership Donaldson, and then that Finn Partners out of New York. They wanted, I was the only airport rep on that one, about where's the future of the airports. And I think we had the opportunity to explain all the things that we're doing in terms of germicides that we use to clean with, how we're using UV I think people are impressed with our long-term vision and our emergency response to the pandemic.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll go to the next one. Staff development is item 7. And we have started a maintenance apprenticeship program that has 5 members from the minority community that have joined our team to build our future leaders in the maintenance program. And so that's off and running. And then we've had a bunch of employees complete certifications in airport operations with the CM class. One of our police officers graduated from the FBI Academy, and we're still working on our diversity study, but our affirmative action plan got a clean bill of health from Waller when they analyzed our data. Next one, in terms of government relations, it just shows the local and state officials that I've interacted with. I would add a couple of these. Commissioner Wright with TDOT is a familiar person that I interact with for the funding from the state side, and then Senator Jack Johnson, Whitson, and then Representative Jernigan from the Donaldson Hermitage area is somebody that has been very helpful with us when we have to go work on legislation at the state level. I think on the very bottom of that one, I am still on the governor's task force for the coronavirus, which means it started off as a weekly phone call. It's now a monthly phone call, but it's every day. We around 4 o'clock, I get the latest and greatest on the state of Tennessee on what's happening in that area. And then next one is job and industry knowledge. The commissioners voted a couple years back that's my job, and keep working on enhancing my knowledge. But it's not scored, so I just have a few comments in there. And then on the last one, regulatory compliance, number 10, is also not scored, but we've done a really good job of complying with regulations as we go forward. And that's been true in our FAA, TSA evaluations so far. So that's the 10 items that you will score. In the booklet that you'll get, there's 10 identical pages to what I just went over. That's where you'll write in your comments. You right there, stop right there, on the 1 to 5. You'll provide 1 to 5 ratings on each of those areas to Cindy, and any comments that you want, and she'll pull everything together for an eventual evaluation where we'll sit down together and talk about that.
Very good. Thank you. And what are the next steps on this, and when do we expect for these to go out? Cindy, you're on.
Here. Well, Doug's going to get these books to each of the management committee members.
Right.
I'll reach out to each of you individually and send you just the evaluation form that you can each complete and return to me. And then I'll do similar to prior years. I'll compile everyone's responses. And then at the next management committee meeting, you guys will have an opportunity to review the compiled responses and come up with your aggregate scoring.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
Okay. So that was the short version of a long book that I'll send to you. And so now we're back on the PowerPoint slides, and the first item, Cindy just went over the evaluation, so you all really set the deadlines, and based on how Cindy, is able to get all the inputs, we can either discuss this again in August or in September as you all would like. I'm available for whatever you need there.
Thank you.
Okay. This document that you see right there, FY21, that's in the book that you'll be getting as well. It just lays out what we're working on along with the budget for this year. In the bottom right corner of that, it breaks out the objectives of 43 and by which department, who has the most and what they're working on to do from my executive staff. Next slide. And then these are the items that I wanted just to discuss with you. You don't have any handouts for those, so if you want, we can stop sharing the slides and we'll just talk, and that way I'll be able to see you, and if there's any questions you want to ask me, we can do that. The first item I wanted to just discuss with the management committee, it hasn't really, to my knowledge, ever been discussed, but as commissioners are aware, every organization has litigation that's out there, and so I track that on a monthly basis. Board counsel is aware of all the pending litigation that's out there, and we provide that to the chair as well. In brief, I won't talk to you about the individual cases, but overall, there's about 20 different cases that we're working on a regular basis. They range back from 2015 to 2020. And if you recall, in 2015, a Southwest plane went off into a ditch. There's four people having a claim against the airport there. It'll be dismissed at some point, but they're trying to get money from Southwest. Five of the 20 are slip and falls. One's a discrimination case. Two are illegal the person claims that we revoked their ID badge illegally and won't let them work at the airport. One's a use of force. We have three cases going with the bankruptcy right now. One complaint with a ground transportation issue, and two, I think, with discrimination civil rights cases. The first discrimination was an ADA issue. The two discriminations, other ones are having to do with civil rights. We have outside counsel representing us on all of these. We don't anticipate having to, you know, any significant type of settlement that would go on. And if they reach some sort of critical mass or there's a decision, I have a requirement to come to you to make a settlement agreement with them. So I'll have to come back and get permission from the chair per the bylaws to make any settlement action. So I just wanted you to know that that's out there, and if we needed to talk one-on-one, I can come see you at any time and talk specifically about these cases. But I don't have any that I'm really concerned about right now. I think we have good legal counsel doing a good job representing us at this point.
Good, thank you. Hopefully, let's keep it that way.
Yes.
Okay,
the next item, the management team received a call from me. We discussed a personnel action where there was the best recommendation from the outside counsel was to approve a severance agreement. In order to do that, I needed the support of the management committee, which you did verbally, one-on-one on the phone. And so if there are no seconds to that, I will endorse that as of today and take care of that, and that'll drop one case off ours. The settlement amount was $29,100. So you all are familiar with that case, so I'll move forward. The next update was on the fraud investigation that we had to take into account was the with our environmental manager. He was alleged to he was part of a decision-making process to go from one environmental recovery company to another environmental recovery company. The team that lost then turned him in and said, we've been giving him free meals and igloo coolers and all this, and we didn't think we'd ever lose. And so I hired outside counsel investigate that. He confirmed the allegations against this person, and that person was terminated. And we don't expect any other problems out of that one. So that fraud investigation is closed. And that is part of the what DeVita spoke to commissioners about earlier on the changes to the procurement policy. First of all, the employee that we terminated, he violated our ethics policy, but we changed our ethics policy to include the contractors that work for the Airport Authority have the obligation to report via the red flag hotline if they see any unethical conduct. Because I don't want this going on for a couple of years with somebody feeling like they got to feed Doug Krulin if they're going to win a contract. And so that was one of the changes we just made in the procurement policy today. Next item up that I wanted to run through with you, there was a lot of discussion in the meeting about how are we doing in the pandemic, how are we doing financially. And so I have a document, it's called a accounts receivable aging report that, you know, I could provide to commissioners. I'm holding it up. I don't know if you can see it from the camera, but it's a nice 11 by 17 spreadsheet, and it has every category of business account for us, from airlines to concessions to FBOs to general aviation, ground transportation, miscellaneous, and rental cars. And when we all entered this pandemic, we thought, man, we are going to lose money left and right. And I would compliment the help that the chairman has given me and the board council. And we have two good firms that are helping advise us on bankruptcy issues. And we are taking a firm line with, if you don't pay us, you get a letter telling us you're overdue. If you don't pay us, you get a default letter. If you don't pay us, then we tell them we're going after your letter of credit or bond. And I was worried at first that we're going to be losing millions of dollars for people not paying us. But I get this every week from Marge and her team. And today, as of June 10th or July 10th, we are only owed past 30 days about $408,000. So it's a lot of money if it was mine personally. But in terms of the airport side of the house, we're not out a lot, and you'll be happy to know, in terms of the big people, the airlines, I mean, they're paying us. All the airlines are paying us. The concessions, they're not making a lot of money, so there's not a lot to gain from them. The FBOs are paying us. All of the miscellaneous wireless people and all those renting space from us are paying. Most of that $408,000 is rental cars, and we're working that hard. Primarily, maybe two of the eight or so rental car companies are the ones that owe us the most money, but we think we're getting closer on them. They're feeling the need that, you know, if you don't pay us, you can't operate at the airport. So I'm pretty happy that we're at $400,000. When we started this, we were about $1.5 million, and as we've been working this over the past couple months, you know, it's been getting smaller and smaller who's past 30 days. So I think that's a good issue.
Yeah, that's good, because I thought that number would actually have been higher. So you all must be doing a great job.
Yeah,
I agree with these folks.
We're sort of taking a no prisoner approach, but trying to smile and still shake their hand. But it's so far, knock on wood, it's been working for us.
Doug, how much of that is FERS and has the bankruptcy impacted in that regard?
Yes, sir. Hertz, as of July 10th, is $284,000. And then Avis is the other one. They're about $300,000. So that adds up to the more than four, but some people have paid in advance. So some people have credits to us because they don't want to get on the bad side. But those are the two, you're correct, those are the two that we're working on the hardest right now. So if we can knock out those, you know, two, we'd be down probably 100,000 dollars, you know, past 30 days. Next item, we do have a board retreat. It's in October, knock on wood, hopefully with the pandemic. We have reserved the YMCA again that we went to last year, so we can definitely do the social distancing out there if we had to. We will come up with an agenda. It's on the normal board day, October 21st. The only difference is instead of starting at 1 o'clock, we start at 9 in the morning, and we run through what we think is going to happen the rest of the year, plus what we think will happen in FY22. That's the board members' opportunity to really, that's where we, after we get out of your board retreat, then we crank off our budget planning process. So that's coming up. Next item was the chairman asked about the general counsel search, and I pulled up my notes from that, and it was sort of funny. I think you'll understand where we're at, but my last update was on February 10th on the document I had in front of me. And you can imagine March 3rd was the tornado, and then shortly after that, the pandemic. So we just pretty much put a pause on the search at that point. I did ask board counsel if she would help me as my pseudo on the job 24 hours a day, late night phone call, interim CLO. And so she's been helping me with that, but with Chairman Harwell and your legal background, and then Commissioner Stevenson, with your background, surely you can help me find a chief legal officer or compliance officer as we go forward. So I would like to share after this meeting at some time within the next few days a copy of the latest job description that we have, so that you can review that. And then my discussions with board counsel was, instead of using an airport search firm that we did last time, that I consider using one of the legal industry search firms and see if they have any feedback on my job description, on my salary, or where I could go, you know, recruit a possible chief legal officer or compliance officer. So that's where I'm up. We did put a call out to Kirk Schaefer, the head of the FAA, who's also a lawyer and knows Nashville well. He is gonna, you know, look around to see if there's government lawyers in DC that may wanna consider coming down this way. But I first wanted to coordinate with the management team and the lawyers that we have on the board to see if you can help find the right person to fill this spot. Any comments or questions on that? Is that acceptable to forward you out the job descriptions and we can start talking about that?
Please do. Yes, sir.
Okay. After this meeting adjourns later in the day, we'll send out to all commissioners the 120-day schedule. We might, since we've been doing this electronic meeting and we haven't had our board lunches that we normally do, you have not been able to get the four-month calendar from us. I've asked our team, we should start sending that to you electronically each board meeting day so you can see what topics are coming up over the next 4 months. And so I'll do that with you. And then two more items on the other CEO item that I wanted to go through. One was we have hired an outside firm, Bradley, to help us. They're one of the two firms that are helping us with the bankruptcies. And one of the issues that they're looking at us with is helping us go through, what if some of these big firms go bankrupt? How would we handle that? And so they have done a good job of giving us a 36-page analysis for that. We are taking that analysis and looking out to some people that can help us, almost like Langerman Brown does for our airline agreements, develop an economic model for us that can help us forecast whether this company goes bankrupt or not, and how would we deal with it. And I will keep you updated. That's part of that flexibility that you know, I think that you approved me to try to do. So I have outside legal experts helping us analyze what would happen if somebody goes bankrupt, and they've done a really good job of that. Now I'm going to try to find out somebody that can help us do some financial analysis of that. And then I think in the August or some, you know, somewhere in that time period, we'll be getting back with commissioners just to talk about, okay, do we need to make any decisions and declare somebody bankrupt that's not paid us, and how do we go from there? And then the last thing I had was is just the score sheets that I gave to the executive staff to score all the objectives from last year. That's not in your book, but if you so wanted to see all the breakouts and scoring, we can forward that to you. But I think I'm overwhelming you with paperwork that you can review. But I think that gives you a good idea of where we're at. I feel comfortable with where we're at as the president and CEO. There's lots of issues that we're dealing with. I would say that the stress on the staff is there, but I would guess it's that way in every different business that's, you know, working from home and trying to keep everything going and all the extra work you're doing. And I think they're doing a good job of handling it. We're going to fight our way through this, and hopefully by the first part of this year, we'll be coming out of this COVID and we'll know. But we do have a 28-month forecast to get back to 100% of what it was before. So I will do as Commissioner Freeman was mentioning in the previous meeting, track that on a day and weekly basis so we can provide that information to you at any time to see are we above or below the curves. But that's my report to the management committee.
Well, Doug, thank you. And you and the staff done a fantastic job navigating through all these issues. And going back to the performance highlights, I mean, most of these, the targets were due to issues beyond your control. And you still have managed to do a fantastic job of working through them. And it looks like some of these goals will be met during this year, so thank you everyone for that. The question I've got is that, is there anything that you need from the management team or the board? You've been doing a great job with communications, but is there anything that we can do to help you?
I think I'm getting great support from the Board of Commissioners. I know that I hope I don't try your patience with texts or emails. But I do try to be respectful of your time, so I do like talking to you if there's different issues that are out there. So I'll text and say, hey, can I give you a call, or can I send an email to do that? So I'm trying to be sensitive to, you know, you all have other jobs out there. So if I'm interrupting or doing something like that, that's okay. I'll work to your schedule to be able to communicate with you. I do appreciate your advice and the opportunity to sit down with you one-on-one. So hopefully when we get out of this, we can keep doing that once in a while. But I know Cindy's on this call, so I won't say anything mean, but I drive her nuts. But I am literally available 24/7. I know you're worried, you know, you worry about me as well, and I appreciate that. But if it has to do with the airport, you know, I want to hear what you know and what you're concerned about. So please do not feel like you're interrupting me at all. My wife understands I'm a nut, and we've been married 40 years. So I think I'm almost a sure bet. So we'll see. But anyway, no, I think you've given me the support. I just appreciate it when I get the opportunity to talk to each of you. You shoot straight with me, and that helps me, and it helps me with the rest of the team here as well.
Great, Doug. Thank you. One thing, as much as many times you want to send the pics of the German Shepherds, the proud German Shepherds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been the highlights of some of the days and late evenings and then weekends.
Yeah, I don't think there's a prouder dog than that dog that finds a suitcase of marijuana. So I have volunteered to count the cash, but I always get overruled on that. So I think you all are doing everything that you can to make this a better airport, and I appreciate it. And I don't have anything that I feel like I need that you're not already helping me with.
Great. Well, Amanda, Bill, John, Cindy, do we anything else we need to cover today?
One item. It doesn't have to do with the evaluation at all. The last item is the resolution to recognize Dr. Samuels.
That's right.
I have that resolution. It has been sent to all the board members. I have incorporated all the board members' feedback. The last one was from Commissioner Granberry about including the different committees that Dr. Samuels chaired during his time. So I have included that into the final resolution. And so if you all want to vote to approve the resolution and recommend that to the board, that would happen next Wednesday. So if you would like to do that, that would be helpful. I have started to collect. What's that?
Yes. Motion, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
So moved.
All right, I'll second it.
Okay, Chair Harwell?
I approve.
Vice Chair Farnsworth?
Approve.
Secretary Freeman?
Approve.
And Commissioner Dorge?
Approve.
Thank you.
Okay, so we will add that to the agenda for approval. We have started to get signatures on the original document. And so thank you to Commissioner Sullivan and Smith and Joslyn. He bailed out on us. But we will run that. We will have Angela find out how to get in touch with you so that we can have that document signed. And then the big issue is, when do we want to schedule a ceremony? We have two or three gifts that we want to present along with the resolution. So maybe when we get out of this electronic meeting and we all can be back in the area, but I haven't communicated to Dr. Samuels or not, but that might be something you want to think about.
Let's do that. I really would like to do that in person. And that looks like it may not be next month, maybe getting pushed into September, maybe in October, but I would like that in person.
Okay. Do we want myself or the board council or somebody to look out, reach out to him? I don't want him to think we forgot about him. We're ready to go with this resolution and gifts already. It's just been a difficult time.
He's aware that he has not escaped public recognition when we can all be back together. So he's aware, and so I will keep in touch with him about some potential dates.
Okay. All right. And I will make sure that all the things that we talked about get transmitted to you and these books get delivered so that you can begin the evaluation process.
Great. Anything else from anybody? All right. Well, with that, thank you. And this meeting stands adjourned. Have a great rest of the day.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye.
It.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Tours, anybody? You had to leave or?
No, I'm good.
You're good?
Yep.
All right. Do you want to come back up here after the tour, or do you want to head right here? If you want, you can leave those in my office, your purses or bags are in here, whatever you want to do.
What my man did either way. What do you
Let's walk him down to my place, okay. We'll pick up Robert, and then we'll go. It only takes about 30 minutes.
So you want to say 1 o'clock for the review meeting?
Yeah. We'll go do the tour, and then we'll be back with that. Thank you, Lisa. It's weird
wanna
talking to slides.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm already
having
one.
Yeah. Hey, how about 12 donuts?
Shoot. So sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
We'll get somebody
else. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
It's all good.
That's the only thing I don't like about these Yetis is they're so slick. Yes. Keep your coffee hot, but then.
They're super slick and they're pastry for the road.
Oh, girl, I don't have it. Remember, I split with Margaret.
That's okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Give this to somebody else.
All right. Lisa, you want a pastry?
I'm probably going to get something.
You want the other half of this chocolate croissant?
I'm going to go check. I'm going to check them out.
And we have cinnamon rolls over here, too. And they've been individual packets.
What's the delicious?
That's a pecan bread, I believe.
It's good too.
Okay.
I can't ask for something wrong.
I know.
So good.
So good, so good.
How'd you think today went?
God, I might have to get a cinnamon roll too. Just blow my diet all together.
By the state, we had that little snafu opening it, but. Did they take the books?
Mm-hmm. Well, I answered it.
Did he tell them they